You may be seeing the state of Idaho a lot lately. That is the shape of the state. In the last few years, the image of Idaho has found its way into more and more everyday art, like t-shirts, hats, and even car decals. Adam Cotterell takes a look at this trend this morning and why anyone would want to wear the state of Idaho.
A flight of stairs below downtown Boise's sidewalk, you'll find Banana Ink.
Here's our little tiny shop. Can't go very far.
Lana Roth owns Banana Ink. Roth, a graphic designer, founded the clothing company 4 years ago. She has one design in particular that's become very popular. It's the state of Idaho as a gun, shooting a pine tree instead of a bullet. Roth says she gave herself a sort of design challenge of making things using the shape of the state.
I happened to turn it on its side and was like, kind of an epiphany of, it looks kind of like a gun. That's kind of funny. Let's see where we can go with that.
Where she went was a successful business that sells Idaho-themed clothes at this shop and other retailers around the state, as well as online. There's a shirt here with wine pouring into a glass and splashing into the shape of the state. There are pictures made out of tiny Idahos.
Personally for me, there wasn't anything that said Idaho more than the state shape itself. Some people might not know the state shape, but residents do.
That's the key to understanding Roth's business model. Idaho residents.
Well, I looked at the market first and saw that there wasn't much Idaho apparel for people that lived here, or like loved Idaho, natives. And, you know, there's a plenty of shirts out there that appealed more to tourists.
Roth isn't the first to combine art, clothes, and the image of Idaho. She may be the first to start a business on that idea. But she's not the only one.
The Idaho Beard t-shirt is definitely our top seller.
Paul Carew and Lisa McGrath founded the company Wear Boise more than a year ago. Carew has a graphic design and PR business, and McGrath has a law practice. But the clothing business, the couple says, has taken over their home and all their free time. That bestseller Carew mentioned features the shape of Idaho with a big bushy beard growing out of the South.
Which we call Put a Beard on It.
Like Roth, Carew and McGrath looked at the market and saw a demand for Idaho-specific clothing geared toward people who live here.
Our target market is us, is people who love Boise and people who love Idaho. And they want to communicate that in the form of a shirt or in the form of other merchandise.
I think a lot of our shirts are maybe not necessarily about Idaho. They're about Idahoans, and I think that's really the distinction, reflecting culture.
You can find businesses like Banana Ink and Wear Boise all over the country. Take Raygun. It's an Iowa company that's been around for a decade. It's been quite successful selling humorous t-shirts, many of which are only funny if you live in Des Moines or Ames. Again, Boise designer Lana Roth.
I think a lot of places had something that was geared more towards their residents and their pride in their state. We might have come a little late to that game.
So we don't think Idaho is necessarily late, but they're definitely not alone in doing something like this. We're seeing this a lot.
That's Shelby Walsh, president of Trend Hunter. Her company watches trends in things like technology, retail, design, and lifestyle to help its clients like Adidas, Nestle, and Intel identify the next big thing. Walsh says in t-shirts and other apparel, localism is definitely big. And it's not just state pride or even city pride. She says there's also neighborhood pride.
Even a few blocks or a district. So it's kind of wearing a badge of honor about where you're from.
Hyperlocalism is a direction where Boise goes in more than Banana Ink. They have a Garden City shirt and one for Boise's North End. Walsh says the pride of place trend is part of a larger trend in t-shirts over the past several years. People use shirts and hats and handbags to advertise the small groups they belong to. Walsh calls it stating your tribe.
I think you can make a good business out of something that is hyper-tailored and irresistible to a specific group of people.
So whether you want all wolves in Idaho killed or you want to tell the world you're a lesbian from Boise, there's a shirt for you. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.